radio.com. Yeah. My name is Mad Max, and I approve this message.
DJ Max Heat, Conscious Thoughts, Conscious Entertainment LLC, ConsciousEntertainmentRadio.com, ConsciousEntertainment.us, and .com, RealHotChat.com, RealHotChat.com, RealHotChat, MuseArtWorld.org. Check us out on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all over, Blogger, Onzi, everybody out there know me. This is Conscious Entertainment, DJ Max Heat.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, I have Mike on the line, Polly.
All righty. How you doing, Brother Mike?
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm good. I'm glad I finally had the opportunity to get with you guys and get this going. Two at once. It's a very special thing.
Absolutely.
That is for sure. So how you guys doing?
Yes. Well, it's our pleasure. Doing great. Doing great. How you doing, Brent?
I'm fine, Polly. How are you?
Good. Really good. It's been a wonderful day, as a matter of fact.
That's good.
Good. Yeah, it's been kind of quiet.
Thank you so much.
Of course. I wanted to ask you guys, which states are you in?
I am currently in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas.
And I am in Champaign. Uh-huh. Brenda's in Las Vegas, and I'm in Champaign. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mike is in Ohio.
And yeah, you're in Ohio. We're kind of stretched out across the U.S. here.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that in.
Love modern technology, I was just going to say.
Yeah.
I agree. I love technology. It gives us so many options, and even when things get complicated, they're pretty simple, honestly, because we have technology, so it's all good.
Ain't that the truth, man? It's amazing what can happen nowadays. Yeah.
You believe it. Mr. Carmen, I got Polly Carmen on the phone and Brenda Bouchard from the Champagne Band. Now, Champagne has been out, honestly, for quite a while. Kind of when I was being brought into the world, I think you guys were celebrating some major songs, accomplishments. So, you know, I'm just glad I had this opportunity to get with you guys and talk with you. First thing I kind of want to do is just get some background on the actual band. Paulie, if you don't mind, maybe just introduce yourself to the audience.
Yes, I'm Paulie Carmen, lead singer and vocalist for the Champagne Band. And, we got together probably back in 1979. Actually, we were probably playing bars and things in the Midwest, in that Midwest area, since maybe the end of 78. We were studio musicians, as a matter of fact. That's how it started out. And one of my friends, Mike Day, owned a recording studio. And so he thought it might be a great idea if we started trying to put together recording demos for the record labels and try to shoot for a record deal. You know how it is when you're young and you get together with your friends and kind of like that old TV show. I can't remember the name of it, but it's "Let's Take It on the Road." You know, "Let's shoot for a record deal. We can do it. Let's make it big." You know. Sort of like that, and things just kind of grew and flourished, and you know, I could make this story real long, or I could kind of shorten it up a bit. We were asked to do what they called back then showcases for various record companies. We got a hold of a song called "How About Us," and it was a country song, and the writer of the song, the writer of the song, his name is Dana Walden, and he's a keyboard player in the band. And he brought the song to me and said, "I got this song. I really do believe it's a hit. Can we work with it?" And so he played it for me, and it was a country song. It was acoustic guitar, and it was singing about a guy hooped in the cornfields, and after coming in from work, working in the cornfields, he had a cup of coffee and a cigarette, you know, and it was really like that. I mean, lyrically and everything. So we just kind of worked with it. And what was hot at the time was, for us, Earth, Wind & Fire was doing a lot of, wonderful ballads back in the day, back in the late 70s, that they were having great success with. And so my suggestion was maybe we try to go with an Earth, Wind, and Fire type flavor with some horns and really embellish the background vocals and try to lean towards an R&B feel with it. And so that brought about the song How About Us with more of an R&B feel to it. We had a showcase where CBS Records, RCA, Epic, and I believe Warner Brothers came into a club in Campustown in Champaign, Illinois. And I don't know if you know much about the University of Illinois, but used to be a big party town. Okay,
oh.
Still is a big party town. Actually, it's a beautiful city. It's a pretty city. Of course, there's a lot of transients. It's a big college town, and so we played a club, and these record companies came in, and they set right up in front of the stage, and we did about a 45 minute set for them, including How About Us as the main attraction, and they loved How About Us, so they chose it. It was chosen as a single by CBS Records. They outbid everybody else, and so long story short,
wow.
We went with CBS Columbia. Yeah,
good idea. Good idea. Yeah,
uh-huh.
CBS is a major company right now. It's one of the biggest radio companies out there. Man, so you guys went from basically just putting a group together to being promoted by CBS. Now, recently...
Brenda, and
I'm definitely there. I'm sorry, I'm not forgetting you, Brenda. We're coming to you real soon.
I wasn't worried. No. This is about Champagne, and whoever can answer the questions, perfectly fine.
I understand. You went from being a regular guy on the street, you know, with the music dream, to being, you know, picked up by Columbia, CBS.
Yeah. And as I mentioned, you know, I shortened the story. It was, you know, probably a number of years that we had played the bars and things like that, as I mentioned, and a lot of recordings, a lot of demos being written and recorded and submitted to various companies before we were picked up by CBS. But yeah, that actually did happen. And, you know, that's the way things happened back then. It was sort of, you know, what they call old school, you know what I mean? That's what the kids would call it nowadays. That's the way it happened in the old school back in the day when record companies ruled. And of course, now, of course, they don't rule. And it's an independent game, the music industry now. But yeah.
It's a big change from now.
Very exciting.
Some of the questions I want to talk to you about, but I want to ask you, of course, considering we're talking about How About Us, I got some news that How About Us recently went platinum in Holland. Number one in Holland again.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Indeed. And, you know, that's Brenda. I'll bring her in right now because Brenda and I maybe, I don't know, Bryn, was it maybe 2 years ago we started talking about the idea of doing How About Us, meaning How About Us U.S., How About Us, America, you know,
yes.
How about us?
Yes, actually, I had been out on the USS Dennis with another artist performing for the 4th of July week in 2009, and that experience was still relatively new when Polly and I started talking about it, and I called him one day and I said, you know what, we need to do a tribute, and I started expounding on the idea of America and where we're headed and where we need to head, all of the things that we feel like we need to get back to, the values we need to get back to, our inner core, what we were founded on, what we are made of, truly, regardless of what we see in our faces. And as I'm speaking, Polly says very quietly in his ever so signature voice, he goes, how about us? How about you dot S dot? And I go, perfect. And started thinking about that, and that was a little more than 2 years ago. And then a few months ago, I called him. I had a contract at the MGM. It was on a Saturday morning, and I had very few minutes to talk, so I called him that I was in fast forward, and I'm spitting the words out 200 miles a minute, or a second even, and I said, I don't have time to talk, so I got to get this out really fast, and I'm telling him, and I said, and it's time. He said, it's time. Time for what? And we started talking about it further, and I said, I told him what my idea is, and so that's how it started, and
yeah.
It was just...
It is.
It was meant to be. It was one of those things that's just meant to be because the lyrics and the footage marry each other. And on August 11th... I keep hanging on to August. Why am I doing that, Mike?
That's okay.
July 11th. Yeah, thank you. On July 11th, I was in Virginia, which is the state I'm from originally, for a family reunion. I was literally on my way out the door for... catching an airplane, and I had about 15 minutes of another fast-forward moment, and I get this call, and I see that it's out of the country, and I didn't answer it the first time. It's like, man, please leave a message. I can't do this right now. So, he didn't leave a message. He called back again. I said, okay, this is important, so I picked it up, and it happened to be a member of the press and of a radio station, Radio 2 .NL would be the radio station in Holland. And he said, do you realize you're number one in Holland? And I said, number one with what? I wanted to make sure of what he was speaking of. And in his little bit broken English and his ever so eloquent way of putting it, he says, America, the America release. And I said, are you talking about How About Us America? He goes, yes. And he said, you're number one in video and in song. And he said, and at this point, you've surpassed everyone for the year 2012, and you are Song of the Year as of this moment. So we're hoping to stay there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, see, ladies and gentlemen, that's Brenda Bouchard. Brenda and I have been working together now for maybe 4 years, 5 years almost. She's one of the new members of the group Champagne. Brenda's an excellent pianist and just a musical mind. She's a real genius. And Brenda and I had been talking back and forth for a long time before we ever really came together and, made her a part of the group Champagne. But she's been such an asset, and we call her, we give her a title of vice president.
Yes.
So you can see Brenda behind me.
Right.
Yeah, artist development, absolutely, because she's good at that. She's in Las Vegas, and she's been at the MGM Grand for a number of years. She was introduced to me by a gentleman by the name of Johnny Tidwell, and he's the head of our new media content. They're in Las Vegas. He's part of the Champagne team,
yes.
A very important part.
Yes.
He edits all of our visuals, all of our film, all of our videos, all of our online content Johnny takes care of. And so Johnny and Brenda were good close friends, and Johnny and I had known each other for many years. So it was just a natural coming together. Brenda had the wonderful idea of putting that out. And of course, Champagne went number one in Amsterdam, Holland back in 1981 with How About Us. So it's kind of unheard of. It's unheard of for it to go. Yeah, to go to number one again with the same song.
Yeah.
You know? And so we feel real blessed for that.
I call that full circle.
Full circle. Yeah, I mean, it came back 20 years later. I mean, more than 20 years later, it came back.
Yes.
It's amazing, it's amazing how this game works. That's all I can say. Now, I was looking at some, I wanted to make sure I'm not missing anything. I wanted to know where they can find you at online. What's the website?
The website is www.champagneband.com, and that's champagne spelled like the city. So it's CHAMPAIGN, champagneband.com. And you can also go to YouTube at champagneband / YouTube and see the new singles that are out right now. There's
We have a new album coming out called The Kind that will be coming out real soon. I say a matter of months. But we have two new singles out from that album now called This Time, one called This Time. You can also purchase it on iTunes and Amazon and all of that. But the video can be seen on YouTube. And the other single is called Share and also can be purchased on iTunes and Amazon and seen on
Share.
YouTube.
Why
so
Share?
We're real happy about what's happening. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, you said the name of the title for the second single was Share? As in, like, share, as in, like,
share.
Be kind to your neighbor.
Yeah, share a good thing. It's like share.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Cool. I just wanted to make sure we're clear about the consciousness. You mentioned consciousness earlier when Brenda was speaking about just going back to the roots and the foundation of who you guys are as artists. And that's what this radio show is about, basically, consciousness and entertaining people for all audiences, entertainment that can, you know, break through every different barrier. There's really no barrier for clean, good, conscious music, so it's a universal language. That's why we're all here together today. I wanted
to keep moving forward
with your the movement. I wanted to get a little bit more of a background on Brenda, if you don't mind. Brenda, can you give your credentials, like, you know, just the things that you do on a regular basis, you know, just all the talents that you have, if you don't mind.
Oh my goodness, that's open for discussion. what is it at the moment? Oh my God. I'm not sure exactly what you want me to tell you, but
no,
on the air that
a,
is. Because
let me ask you a different question.
You're looking at the email.
I want to ask how
go ahead.
How did you get to, you know, with you being so busy with performing and, you know, doing the different things that you do, how did you get a chance to be a composer, photographer, videographer, a voice talent, a camera talent, an actor, and all those things above?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, and I've been paid for all of the above, yes. You know, and when I say I've done all of that, it means I've been paid for it, legitimately been paid for it, because...
Yeah.
I start to look at my own resume and I just laugh and I'm thinking, who's going to believe this?
She's a ball of energy, Mike. She's a ball of energy, as are most of the people who are in the group Champagne. It keeps a good synergy going with our camp. You know, she is just a ball of energy. Go ahead, Brent.
Well, Mike, you know what? To go back to my beginnings, my mother actually wrote in my baby book that I started singing when I found out I had a voice. So put whatever age on that you want. But I do remember starting to play a piano at the age of 4. And I remember my dad brought a piano into the house. And I used to sit in the front seat of the car and I'd play with the radio buttons every time the music would start. And I would be up and down on those radio buttons. And I'm talking about the old push buttons that... You know, in a former life. Let's just say in a former life. Anyway, my dad said to my mother at some point in time, I wonder what she would do with a piano. So they purchased a piano and brought it into the house and just set it there. I was never told don't touch it. I was never told to touch it. And I remember walking through and would play with the different notes. And I consciously knew that the notes went up and down pitch-wise, and I understood those pitches. And I remember the first key I ever played in was the key of B-flat, if you can imagine that. It's like, no white keys. I wanted all of the keys. So I started playing in the key of B-flat. And I remember specifically hitting the B-flat in the bass with my little finger and the B-flat and the D for my chord in my left hand. And I had an accompaniment going on. I don't ever recall ever banging on a piano. There was always a melody that I could pick out. So how did it begin? The only thing I can tell you is it's a God-given talent. It's an innate part of my soul. Thank God I also had the consciousness and the sense to cultivate that talent, because we're all given talents. No matter what that is, we're all given talents. And I took that talent seriously and cultivated it. And that's why I am where I am. But who do I give credit to that talent to? Certainly not myself. Certainly it was a God-given talent. And I just appreciate and try to fully respect the talents that I have been given. Everything else that I've done, just has ping-ponged off, if you will, that idea, I guess, is the best way to express it, but it's all ping-ponged off that original talent that I was born with. But let me just say, in all fairness, my parents raised 4 kids. We were all equally talented. There's something about the gift that God bestowed upon our whole family that's really interesting, but I also grew up in a minister's home. And to hear my dad, he's deceased now, but he said he prayed for talent in his family because he knew he was going to be pastoring churches, and he needed us to be musically talented and have that ability to share with congregations wherever they may be. And we're all, I got to say, equally talented.
And that was one of the main things that drew me to Brenda. When we first started talking to each other, we didn't even play, we just talked music over the phone. We spoke about melodies, we spoke about lyric content, and yes, the consciousness of the content of the songs that we wanted to write or participate in recording with and with each other. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant mind.
Thank you, Paulie. So are you.
You're welcome. Absolutely.
Obvious. It's really obvious. I got it's kind of hard to keep up with all the questions because you guys are just giving me so many different things that are just sparking different questions. But right now I'm looking at, I wanted to talk to Paulie about just his consciousness in relation to music education, because I was told that at one point in his life he was a music educator. Of course, if you're a musician, you're a music educator, but more formally, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm reading a statement that says, this is what I'm reading off of a website. Somebody's saying that you said this. It said, what attracted me to the MuseArt Foundation most was the fact that there are really people willing to stand up and fight for the rights of those who can't, which are the children. And the children today are our future.
Yes.
And they have the right to the best education.
Yes.
So, you know, where does this come from?
Absolutely. That comes from my heart. It comes from the real meaning of what the way that I feel about music, and that it plays such an important part with children today in education. Now, what I mainly was educated to do in the world of teaching was working with children with Asperger's syndrome.
Really?
Autistic children, autism. Just, I was drawn to autism, and the superintendents that I worked for just said, you have it naturally to be able to communicate with these children who really aren't, very communicative and open for, communication and all of that. And yes, I was drawn to it, and yeah. When you study for it, you don't know what it's going to be. You don't know what it's going to be until you actually start working with children with those type of syndromes. But I do believe that music is very, very, very important to keep in the education system. I always worked with music in the classroom, and I found the children that I worked with did so much better and scored so much higher academically when there was music in the classroom, whether it was classic music, classical music, or ballads. I'd play up-tempo things when I wanted them to be alert, and they were alert, you know. When I wanted their concentration, it would usually be
music
something
is
classical.
Like a cure. Music almost sounds like a cure, almost. I mean, I don't want to be idealistic, but it sounds like a cure, almost, what you're saying, basically.
It is, and you know, in my heart, I've always said that music is a healing aspect of life,
mm-hmm.
and I truly believe it. It's proven to be true all my life, and the children are our future, and you know, it's important for us as a band to realize that and to know that, and the group of people that I have, this Champagne Camp. I tell you, I'm really blessed to be surrounded by these people because we're a very close-knit, tight camp, Champagne Camp is. And that's the way we like it. We like it like this. We kind of like, We look at ourselves like America's band. You know what I mean? We're America's band.
Yes,
we're not
definitely.
You know, we're not you know, politically outspoken publicly about this or that, this way or that way. You know, right or left or T or whatever.
Yes.
We're for the people.
It's true.
And that's what we're. Yes. Yes.
But it's also
absolutely.
The forward direction.
Mutual but positive. Very positive.
Yes. Exactly.
Absolutely. There you go.
That's another reason. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just hear Polly's thought process, and that's another reason. And it was so much part of our passionate desire, meaning Polly and myself as we were speaking of it. But you know what? Everybody else jumped on the bandwagon. There was no convincing. Johnny says, I'm there. Johnny is a huge driving force for us on many different levels. And that was what our message was about when we said, how about you dot S dot? It's unification. We want to be a unifying factor, not a divisional factor, because there is so much, what's the word? Polarization. There's so much polarization going on in this country right now that it's like, wait a minute, people, why are you fighting with each other like this? Mm-hmm. And just the headlines, and we won't go into the headlines because they're too depressing, but we all know what they are. And I'm talking about at the local, you know, I sign on to the internet, and it's like, I can't see this anymore. I got to walk away because we just want to be a unifying factor. That's the bottom line. We want to unify people, not separate people. We've had enough separation.
That's right.
The song Mercy, that just came into my head because of the idea of that song. Oh, mercy, mercy me. You know, things ain't what it should be, or something like that, you know. I'm familiar with the older version. But you guys recently remade that for a charity, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have what we call Music for a Cause. And if you go to the champagneband.com website, there's a whole page on what we do for the various causes through our music. You know, music is what we do, so that's what we have to give. We give it freely and it works. And yeah, we did Mercy for the Gulf. Right, and that was when the whole oil spill thing was going on, and there were so many families. Yes, yes. There were families and workers who were out of work, and families who were not, you know, able to feed their families. People couldn't, you know, provide for their families, and such an awful thing was going on. You know, so we wanted to do our part, and so we did. We did a remake of Marvin Gaye's Mercy, Mercy, and it was a labor of love, absolutely.
I bet it was. I'm sure it was a very interesting experience to record. I wanted to ask you guys about, just personally, you know, with you being such, in a way, clean musicians, you know, social, I don't know how to even put the word, but let me ask a question. There's a lot of music going on right now that is being promoted in the industry heavy, and you can't really say that it's positive. You know, it's more just to sell music. How do you guys personally feel about the state of the music industry? I mean, for what it really is, not just from people's personal perspective, but overall.
You want to go a little bit on that, Brent? Go ahead.
That's deep.
Yeah.
That's just deep.
It's good.
Mike, you know what? I think rather than be vocal about some of the things that may not hit me just the right way, and I'll just leave it at that. That's why we are so headstrong and bound and determined to do what we do on the level that we're doing it and try to turn something positive back into the front, because I really believe that the ramifications of some of the media, we won't even call it music because it goes beyond music. It's a vast media that has been put out there. And I think the ramifications are just, you know, they're manifested in the headlines that we see. We've got to turn this around. People killing people for senseless reasons. It's just insane. And Polly, you take it from there.
Yeah. Well, it is, and it's devastating. I mean, for instance, you know, in the classrooms, I was teaching second, third, fourth, and fifth grade students. I could walk down the halls at times and hear students reciting, you know, a rap song with the vulgarities in it that you wouldn't believe, that they didn't even hardly know what they were saying. I mean, you know, and these are things that they learn at home or on the radio, you know, and what, you know, a lot of the music that's being pushed into our children's ears these days is just really not cool. You know, in the last couple of years, I've met some really, really special people like Malia McKinney with the consciousness,
yes,
music. And, you know, it's just, it's fantastic what she's lobbying for, you know, and all it is just music awareness. So be aware, songwriters, of what you're writing. You know, it doesn't, you know, I know that the hip hop movement, I like a lot of hip hop music, and don't get me wrong, because, you know, I do, but the stuff with all the cussing and the bad language in it, I choose not to listen to it, because, you know, I know it can be detrimental to the way that the kids are acting towards each other, and they grow up, you know, like that. And that doesn't make for a good community, be it a small community or a world. You know, it just can't fit. Music can be so powerful, and, you know, I think that that's the way music should be used. I mean, it music is a pleasurable experience. It can be, you know, you can have uplifting music, dancing, and you can have such very soothing music. You know, it doesn't have to be militant. It doesn't have to be violent, you know, and it doesn't have to turn people against each other. So that's sort of where we stand, without having to step up on a soapbox and shout it out to the world. You know, we just let it speak through our music.
That's how we shout it out.
How about through the music? Just like, anyway, the theme, How About Us, it's about all of us. You know, it's kind of like asking a question to me, how about our future? You know, what about us? The fact that we are all still here together.
Yes.
And there's still righteousness on this earth. There is still positive. There are still many things. Like the only reason why the mankind is messed up, because mankind won't step up. So, you know, if we all work harder,
there you
could be better. So how about us?
Right.
Let's work on us, you know?
Yes.
Right.
I want to ask you guys,
we've
definitely got a lot of information. I mean, I've got enough to cover a lot of information about your history and the future of Champagne, the present of Champagne. So if you guys have any kind of advice to maybe up-and-coming independent artists, as well as people that are maybe in the majors, as well as people that don't have the talents that you guys have and the people that do, what advice would you give to just overall?
I would say that the up-and-coming artists should always understand that they control their destiny in this industry nowadays. It is so different and so changed. You can be an independent and be so very, very successful, and beware of what your meaning of success is in your life. Go for that. You know, you can always be successful. You can always make it, and never, ever give up if you're really wanting to be a part of the music industry. Stay positive, and you know, be conscious about the music that you're creating. It's so very, very important to our future. It really is. And you know, you make it. You can do it. You really can. There's so many different ways to do it now, with the onset of the internet and all the various different ways and tools that you can take advantage of and use for success in the music industry.
I love that word conscious, used in conjunction with conscientious, because the level of success and the actual definition of success, I think, needs to be reevaluated and redetermined by people before they put something out. They need to learn to project themselves to the point where they have kids, and then their grandkids put something out you wouldn't mind your grandchildren hearing at a very innocent
right.
age.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And you know, be aware of all the different new foundations that are springing up that can help you in your whole journey to success in the music industry. Be aware that MuseArt is a foundation that is lobbying to put music and keep music and art in the public schools. And, you know, there are people trying to take away music and arts out
yes.
of the public schools, you know.
Yes.
Be aware of conscious music entertainment, conscious music radio. Play a part. Be vocal. Do your part. Do your thing. You know, it's cool. Music is so wonderful. It just opens up a brand new world to a young mind, you know. It's kind of like Brenda was saying when she was young, you know, how she found that she could get these chords by using all the notes. You know, she just right. didn't want to use just the white notes. She wants to use the black notes, and she knows that down here are the low notes. Yeah, and to put these notes together, you get harmony. You get harmony. You get melody. You get peace from music. I get peace from music, and to me, peace equals power, you know. And that's what keeps me feeling strong, and I think our camp stays strong because of that. We had to be resilient through those hard times that the music industry, man, so many people have been beaten up by the way the music industry was in the past, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There are wonderful greats that really didn't get their just dues from what they had to offer to the world through music. But now, it's a brand new day. It's a brand new day in a wide open world.
Music is so metaphorical in relation to life as well. Can you imagine life without music?
No. No.
Yeah, that's an unequivocal no.
Go ahead.
No, that was finished. I said that's an unequivocal no. Yes, we cannot imagine life without music. And if your life... What kind of music is your life representation of? If you put your life on the timeline and think about the milestones in your life and the landmarks of your life, what kind of music does that add up to?
Right.
You
yeah.
know, it's all yeah, metaphorical.
It's like living in a world that has no color. It's
yes.
all black and white. You know, I used to live in the Sichuan province of China, and during the winter, it snowed a lot, you know, and they use a lot of coal there. And
really?
The snow wouldn't be white. It would be like gray, you know, and there were not a lot of colorful buildings. They're like black, you know what I mean? And so
right.
When you look outside, it's like really like black and white. There's no color, you know, and then when you come back inland and you know, and then you start to see and everything, and the colors are just so bright, you know, and it's
wow.
just like,
well,
that's
amazing.
What the world would be like without, you know, yeah.
We need music. I mean, like, life without, that's not even possible, life
yes,
without
we,
music, like, you know? So, the development,
no,
you have to, in order to develop, you have to have all the things that God intended, and music was one of the major things, so it was an enjoyment, it was one
Absolutely.
Of those things that would as a gift, you know, it was like more
yes,
like a
sir.
Magical gift, like kind of like it changes every time somebody does it. And as many people as comes on this earth, every time somebody does a different song, it's going to
mm-hmm.
be different unless they're just totally copying, you know.
That's right.
Hi, my name is Brenda Bouchard. I work with the Champagne Band, and I just want to express my support for Conscious Music Entertainment and the MuseArt Foundation. Please support these wonderful entities and help us grow beyond and into the future. Give our children a new future, a new home, a new existence.
Perfect.
Hi, this is Polly Carmen of the group Champagne. I just want to say, please support Conscious Music Entertainment, Conscious Music Radio, and the MuseArt World Foundation. Thank you.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max. Check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Float Radio.
Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the radio. Mad Max on the rad